USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former D.C. National Guard official alleged that top Army generals lied to Congress in their testimony regarding January 6. Colonel Earl Matthews, who was serving on January 6, alleges in a memo that the official version of the military response is worthy of the best Stalinist or North Korean propagandist, and that the Pentagon Inspector General's November report on it features myriad inaccuracies, false or misleading statements, or examples of faulty analysis. The DOD continues to stand by its report.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
It was 80 years ago today the United States was forced into World War II when Japan attacked the military port of Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. In a radio address, August 14, 1945, Emperor Hirohito urged his people to accept the surrender. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.